Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
FM 101.5 and 1480 AM Studios. This is the Greg and Then Hook Show. Call the show 402-466-3776. Your teams, your town, your show. Here are your hosts, Nick Gregeth and Bill Hooks.
Happy Thursday. Welcome into Gregeth and Hooks. I'm Nick Gregeth, Bill Hooks, Willie J hanging out with you. Good morning. Hopefully we'll get you to your lunchtime as quick as possible. Hanging out till 11 o'clock. Got a lot to get to today. Going to be an NFL heavy day. We will talk some Nebraska basketball. We got Marco D'Angelo coming on. He's going to break down the five Power Five conference football championships and then five NFL games you guys have been asking about. So that's coming up at 10 o'clock. Excited to chat with Marco. He went to a country concert yesterday in Vegas. And
I feel like he got lost.
What? No, his wife loves country music, and he does too. What do you mean he got lost?
I don't know. Didn't seem like that guy, like the concert guy.
He did say, though, he did tell me that, because I told him, I said, hey, man, you want to come down to Lincoln? You know, I'm over on the Kix morning show. I can get you hooked up. We can go back, you know, depending on what the artist is. We can see if we can't get back and go say, hey. So now he is going to look ahead, see what concerts are coming. And he and his wife are talking about flying into town. And I said, well, I know a guy, Hooksy. He can, he's got like a 12-bedroom house. You could stay at his place.
I would host him for sure.
You could stay at his place.
We might have to make a trip to Iowa.
We might be hanging out and having a good time. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, baby.
That would be super fun. So Marco D'Angelo, WagerTalk.com. He's joining the show. If you have not already, jump on to YouTube and look up WagerTalk. They've got their channel on there, and he does two shows, one college, one pro, that he enjoys. He's inspired me to consider doing a fantasy football one next year on YouTube. That'd be fun.
Yes, absolutely.
I just don't have the stuff necessary to, because I would want to like do it up. I would want to make it really fun. Like, I'm actually super jealous that Matthew Berry came up with his. You ever watched his show? Like, actually seen it they have on ESPN. It's got like puppets and it's all cartoony and it's awesome. Like, it's just all funny jokes, and it's the same thing I would do because I'm a goober just like he is. So it'd be a super fun time.
We can get puppets.
I don't know. You creep me out when you say that. We're not going to Dr. John's there, Hooksy, to get some of your puppets that you like to purchase. Willie J, what's up with you today? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, boys?
Your hair's growing out.
I know.
It's getting there.
It is. It's filling in.
It is. You're looking good. It's getting there, buddy. Are you going to keep it short, or are you going to go back to... I can't imagine you with long hair anymore.
Yeah, I know. That's why I got to get it back.
I think you look older, like more mature with your hair short.
Yes.
Come on.
You kind of look like a grown-up version of Bobby from King of the Hill. Damn it, Bobby.
Bobby.
Damn it, Bobby.
Damn it, Bobby.
Tell you what, man. Dang on.
He's going into character.
Those are great.
Tell you what, Bobby.
Propane
accessories. You kind of look like Bobby a grown-up.
Not as this chubby, though.
Yeah, grown-up. Like, he's stretched out now.
I get
like,
you.
It's like, you know what I mean? Like, see, usually when you got those little chubby kids, they stretch out tall.
Yeah.
And then you get, and then they still look the same. They're just, that's how you look.
Thank you. No, yeah, I'm going to grow it out for sure.
Dynasty Combat Sports, baby. Oh, I teased on this yesterday. So we got MMA. Going to be in the PBA on Friday.
Oh, boy.
Going to be a ton of fun. That's tomorrow. I've got a set of 4 and a set of 5 tickets to give away. I don't know why it's 4 and 5, but it is. And I made sure they're with each other. So we're good. So we got a set of 4. and a set of five.
That's good planning.
And if you've only got four and you win the five, you can take grown-up Bobby Hill with you. What do you think, Willie G?
I like it.
Dude, these events are so fun. If I was not already busy tomorrow night, I'd be taking my kid. Like, we have like a family event. If I didn't already have a family event, I'd be taking Carter down there. Because that is fun. It's
they got
fun.
They got some big names fighting?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of local guys. And then a lot of guys that are like one step away from getting up to the UFC. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Cool.
These events, I'll tell you this. And every time these guys come to town, Dynasty Combat Sports, they do a great job. And I always tell people, it's a ton of fun. It's fun, like the atmosphere, seeing the guys come out. They put on a great show. There is nothing like watching MMA, just like boxing, nothing like watching that in person. It's just a cool atmosphere. It's a lot of fun.
A lot of energy.
A lot of energy, dude.
I mean,
a lot of energy. And you know how, like, when you go out with friends golfing, there's people in town. I don't know who they are, allegedly, where they'll like to, like, throw down a few dollars here and there on a hole, that kind of stuff, or whatever. It's really fun to sit there next to the person and go, I got $5 on and pick a guy. It's so fun.
Oh,
not that I'm encouraging gambling, all right?
Nah.
You decide on your own. And you don't actually have to exchange the money there, Johnny Law. I don't need you reaching out after me on that. But it is fun. If, in theory, you did that. Just some ideas. Or we always did beers. My boy Ben Prater, man. Me and him were tight.
There you go.
We would always do beers. Like, I'd buy his beer or he'd buy my beer.
That's a good idea.
One event, the last one, that UFC event, it wasn't fair because I knew everybody because I like UFC.
You were
so
just,
I was dominating. He bought me like 9 beers that day.
Perfect.
Unfortunately, I had to pay for an Uber ride home. But it worked out all right.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's going on. Hey, did you guys see real quick before we get into this show, there's this thing going on Twitter, and it's like the viral Twitter thing going on right now. And what it is they will, the phrase, what's something you can say during blank and also during sex? All right? All right? That's the thing that's on Twitter right now. Have you guys seen the one at Barstools Huskers? I tweeted it out.
Boy.
So hit me up at Husker_Nick. I tweeted this out. But they have what's something you can say during a Husker football game and say during sex. And it's absolutely ridiculous. One of my favorite ones was, we used to be so much better at this in the 90s.
That's the best.
How funny is that? What else is there? There's just, I mean, don't, Hux, I'm going to stop you because you just say stuff sometimes so you don't get in here, and I don't want to get you in trouble. Keep an eye on the slot. That's a pretty funny one.
Mine was, put that Runza in my mouth.
Oh, gosh.
Wait a minute.
You would say that during relations?
Sure.
Oh, my goodness gracious. We always just come up a few inches short.
I read, they're incredible.
That's terrible. The D looks really soft today. Oh, man. I don't get that. What do you mean?
What in the?
Someone will have to tweet me to explain that. I don't get it. That one's not.
Oh, boy.
The one I saw is, it seems like every time we do this, we're always having to come from behind. And I don't get that one either. Like, well, how is that? I get it. Huskers are always in trouble.
Well, I liked yours.
Games.
Yours was funny.
What was mine? I forgot.
I know it's ugly right now, but Scott Frost is going to fix this.
Yeah, that was good. Man.
I said that?
Holy crap, I'm funny.
Yeah.
That sounds good. But yeah, if you guys get a chance, the Boneyard, the Bone Zone.
Bone Zone.
I wish we'd rename the Boneyard.
No,
the Bone
they have
Zone.
To. Bone Zone.
Remember we had that whole thing on that? Why is Adrian even in there? That's terrible.
What?
What is that?
That was good.
Who just tweeted that at me?
That's great.
God, that is not
that
right.
That is comedy.
You guys are terrible.
That is funny. That one's really good.
How come we always have to leave halfway through and go to a bar? That's a good one, too. Man, woo. They've been married a while. We're just learning right now. It'll get better sooner or later. That one. So if you get a chance, go check those out. You'll have a good laugh for a little while.
Oh, boy.
Man, that's good. That is...
Woo!
Move, babe. I can't see the TV. That's a good one. Yes. Ding. Good job. You guys are funny.
Oh, keep them coming. That's good.
One of them, there was one I really liked. If you guys missed this, they again, it's Hooks. Don't read any because you will read stuff that'll get you in trouble.
This one just said, put Luke in.
Put, oh, damn. The, Luke. The question at hand, if you haven't seen this, it's what's things that you can say during a Husker football game that you could also say during sex. One of them was, are we even trying to score? Oh, man. That's funny. So, yeah, if you get a chance, check that out. and the D looks lost. Come on, guys. Why are you hating on our defense? That makes no sense. Well, this is disappointing. That one is disheartening. That's terrible. Man.
That's offensive.
The thing about sports is these always line up really nicely. Someone asked if you could do Bill Hooks' drop about Mills. That would apply.
Not even that. Maybe it's just Dedrick Mills coming in the hole and just pounding people.
Oh, that's funny. That was so nerdy normally, and then when you apply it to this, it's terrible. So that's what that's what's going on the internet about your Nebraska football team. I hope you guys enjoy. Again, hit me up on Twitter.
Giggity.
Giggity, giggity.
All right.
Oh, man. Yeah, everybody keeps talking about freaking your
giggity.
You don't have to fade it out. Why do you keep fading it out?
Well, was an accidental. Sorry.
It's never wrong to do the giggity giggity. That's funny.
That's a good one, too. That was accidental.
Husker basketball. Should we go from something funny to something kind of hilarious? Husker basketball last night. Did you guys watch the game? Did you get in there? Or were you watching your Tar Heels last night, Hooks?
That was after, and that was even more disappointing. Wow.
Here's what you need to know. After trailing only by 4 points at halftime, Nebraska couldn't seem to put the ball through the basket and set a season high with 18 turnovers in a very ugly final 20 minutes. Nebraska shot just 6 of 26. By the way, still good enough to get you the free appetizer.
You guys
6
said
of 26.
It.
We got goals.
You said it.
I told you, we're not. Nebraska's not achieving that goal. It might take 40 three-point attempts, but we'll get there. So they were 6 of 26 from three-point range, 8 of 18 from the free throw line, and went a stunning, are you ready for this?
Oh, just, it's awful.
12 of 30 on dunks and layups.
That's embarrassing.
Who was that center that we got rid of that left the team early that I used to make fun of?
Schmunga.
What in the name of Jordy Schmunga are we doing around here? It would have been better if I could remember his name.
Was he in the arena?
Has he been? Is he a coach? Is he a grad assistant on the rock? He's in charge of our big men.
It seems like the way we shoot free throws and layups and dunks, he'd be around.
Are you guys ready for this? In the 17-point loss, Nebraska ended up leaving 46 points off the scoreboard in missed layups and free throws.
Oh my God.
That's brutal, man.
That is brutal.
Awful.
That's brutal.
Credit, though, there were some plays when, you know, in that zone, they get like four. He was running baseline, you know.
Yeah.
And then he'd get that ball in the paint. Needless to say,
is
it
Thor
is
playing all these.
I
minutes?
Don't know, but he played 21 minutes, 11 points, 4 of 7. I believe that was his first double-digit game of his.
They're crediting
career.
They're crediting Hoiberg's system for that. They're saying he's thriving in Hoiberg's system.
Dude, well, I'm telling you, the only guy that played good last night, in my opinion, was Cheatham again.
Dude, he is a baller.
6 of 11. 14, a double-double, 14 and 11 last night.
Yeah, he's a baller.
Is there, because here's what Nebraska's basketball season is going to be for us. We could sit here and talk about free throws and rebounds all day.
And that wasn't even that.
We out-rebounded in the first half. Yeah, first Nebraska out rebounded.
They were only minus four last night.
Yeah.
12, and it was even on the offensive glass.
But, like, so what's the biggest positive out of this? Cheatham's playing well. We can go with that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cheatham's getting buckets and playing.
He's aggressive.
He's aggressive.
Yep.
And then.
Nobody got hurt.
Okay. If that's our number two, that's our number
two.
I'm helping.
I'm doing the best I can.
I can go with that.
I would say our fast break game is pretty nice.
Okay.
I know that's pretty, you know.
No, it's, hey, listen.
Low on the pyramid. But.
It is right now, it is all about finding, you know, what are we building on? I do think that this team, like, right, what they shoot 30, 26 three-pointers, they'll have games where they hit 12 of them.
Mm-hmm. They're going to be streaky.
And they beat just, teams that they shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Last night when I watched this, one of the things I noticed in this game, because Georgia Tech broke us down in the half court. Defensively, they were not very good last night. Nebraska was not.
Mm-hmm.
You noticed the number of close shots that they got and dunks and alley-oops and that kind of stuff. It looked to me like there was no communication or the lack of communication on the defensive end. And Georgia Tech just wore us down defensively.
Man, these guys, some of these jokes you guys are sending to me, can't read them on the air, but they're funny. Just so we're all super clear on that. You might yell out, "Are you blind?" Oh, boy. Are we going to go for one or go for two?
That's terrible.
A lot of tight end jokes, and they're all funny. Good job, people. All right, so here's what we're going to do on the show today. These are fun. Man, whoever did this did a good night. Like, that was a good idea coming up with that.
I love this. Are the balloons really necessary?
Oh, man. I'm not going to read any of your penetration jokes.
No,
sorry. Not happening. I'm not going to read about gaps. Not happening.
Nope.
Sorry. But if you get a chance, you guys should jump on. It's really funny. Things you'll hear people saying during a Husker game that you could also hear people saying during relations. it's as the resident, like, 12-year-old in the room, it's hilarious to me, okay? Like, I'm 38 going on 13, and I'm okay with that. I don't mind. That's the living part of life there. That's the fun. One of them that was funny is hang on. If we're going to do this, I got to get drunk first.
Yeah, that was great.
We haven't been good since the 90s. That's the fun. That is funny. Oh, my God.
So, Nebraska ball.
Turnover.
Nebraska ball is last in free throw shooting in the Big Ten.
The problem we're really having here is our lack of ability to finish. I don't get that joke. That's a good one, though.
No, but I got a stat here.
Yes.
Nebraska ball, last in the Big Ten in free throw shooting. There's 26 other conferences they would be last in.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. This team's really bad at that. Like,
terrible.
And you know, they went out. It's weird, though, because with the players that they brought in, Cam Mack, you know, Gervais Green, these guys, with their a lot of them were thought of. And think about the teams that were pursuing them that we had to beat to get these guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's so strange that somehow they have a collection of people that cannot shoot free throws. How was Cross last night?
I don't get it. Cross, he looked lazy. There was times when there was a offensive rebound that easily could have been grabbed, and you just see him standing there.
Really?
And then, yeah.
He's a young guy. He'll get there.
He was one of six.
But I'm with you, Nick. I went 7 for 10 from the free throw line at the rec yesterday. It's not that hard.
We need to get you on the squad.
Oh, God. Put me as a manager.
Put you in and get you there.
You're the one who has eligibility left.
Do I? I don't think so. I think once you I've been out long enough. I've been out of school for 10 years, dude. From the second time I went back to get a different degree.
They are bad in the line. Wow. 103 of 183.
Hmm. I mean, it is what it is. This team's not very good. Hopefully, what I need out of this team is just be entertaining. Am I good on that? Like, just
give
me.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we got right now.
When you're ready to start giving away some of your tickets,
yeah,
this way, buddy. You still have to go with me, but like, if your kid can't go anymore,
yeah, we're going.
Like, if your kid's like, I can't watch this anymore,
it'll get to that point for him.
Okay, so that's what happened last night with Nebraska basketball. Next game is when? It's coming up. Don't they play Creighton?
Yes, up there.
That's going to suck.
Yes. When's that game?
It's a Saturday or Sunday coming up, I believe. Let me look. I think it's this Saturday or Sunday.
Those Creighton stands are going to be coming out.
Saturday, 1:30.
And we're going to be hearing. It's like these Iowa Goobers after they beat Nebraska. You can't hear enough from them. Creighton fans are going to be the same way.
Again. Saturday, 1:30.
Dude, and it sucks there, too. I went to the game 2 years ago. I'm never going.
No, it's a terrible atmosphere.
They don't care.
I mean, look, I respect their I do respect that they're committed to drinking beer out on the walkway area instead of watching the game. I respect that a little bit, but that's about it.
Creighton week. It's coming up.
Now, if Nebraska somehow has one of those games we're talking about where they're shooting lights out, oh, man, I am going to make fun of them. I'm going to make fun of Creighton fans so hard it'll be ridiculous. If we lose, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. That's kind of my take on it. Yeah. All right, whatever. Let's take a really quick break. We've got a big game tonight on ESPN FM 101.5 1480. It is Thursday night football. The Chicago Bears hosting the Dallas Cowboys. Technically speaking, the Chicago Bears are not out of it when it comes to the playoffs. We'll kind of explain what's on the table for them. And then we'll talk about what's on the table for the Dallas Cowboys. And to be honest with you, I think there's two people that I can really ask this question. Which of them do we think is more likely to still have their job next year?
Woo.
It could come down to tonight's game to decide that. We'll get to that and more after this.